And we're live. Well, it's been a couple months since I did the last episode. I think it was somewhere in June. It's things have changed a lot since then. What is it? It's a couple months, right? Five months. July, August, September, October. We're in November. Things have changed. My views on a lot of things have changed. I dive in into a lot of things while I was ever since I started working again. I started traveling for work locally, like Southern California stuff. I've not like the Bay Area or Nevada or Seattle for that matter, but yeah. So long 2 hours ride, 2.5 hours, and well, and then same time working as well. I have not stayed in a particular spot. I've just go work and come back. So I'm grateful for that. I'm back working and, you know, stuff that I like to do. So I don't mind doing that kind of stuff. I don't mind doing what I'm doing right now. So it's cool. So yeah, a couple of things that I wanted to just say. I don't want to make this too long and boring. But you know, the last episode that I did with Rachel, it was interesting to get her point of view on the whole situation of what has been going on since the pandemic. And also the whole issue and the, you know, what happened with George Floyd. And if you want to go back, it's the last episode that I did. It's there. But yeah, I mean that was then, and now that it's November 14th, it's different. It's different mentality. It's different, you know, my point of view on a lot of things. Man, it's crazy, you know. So yeah, one of the things that I dive into is politics. I never thought I was going to dive into it. I'm a sports person. I like sports. I like MMA. I mean, I break down a couple fights here. Soccer. A lot of things that I enjoy. And a lot of things that it intrigues me, I find fascinating. And one of the things that I never thought it was going to intrigue me and keep me let me wide eyes wide open is this whole election thing, right? The election thing, and also leading to election day. News, fake news, propaganda stuff, and political issues, and all that stuff I find it really interesting. So that's one of the things that I dive into for this past 5 months, and that's one of the things that I find myself in a different leaning in a different way, should we say. Is it good, is it bad? I don't know. I really don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know politicians that much that I can be like, okay, this is the right way. But what I've known and what I've heard and what I've learned so far is like, okay, I can see why people be like, okay, I lean this way or I lean the other way. But yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I stand in one direction, and yeah, it's controversial sometimes, I guess. I have no idea, but it doesn't take away of my point of view on a lot of things and the way I feel. But one of the things that I have seen from my own eyes and from what I heard from myself, no one has told me this, and it's how media is split into two. One side, it tells you, I said this before, right? The world's coming to an end, and if you lean this way, politically wise, then you're racist, you're homophobic, and you're just the worst person in the world. But if you lean our way, you're going to heaven's gates, and you're safe for eternity. But then you really pay attention to the news, to the main news, right? To the CNN, all those kind of news. But then you pay attention, or you see the news from independent sources or independent news that are not big Volvo or big corporations. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, this makes more sense, right? This makes more sense that, you know, than the other would. And, you know, since I was a little kid, I always knew that people have agendas. People have agendas. People are always leaning towards their own interest. And that's just human nature. I'm the same way. I've always been like that. Before I had kids, I was selfish with my time, my money. Even towards my wife, I was selfish with my time and my money. So people are selfish because that's just human nature. You're selfish into to your own interest. But with that being said, if you are a big media machine, I feel like it's your responsibility to be biased in terms of, you know, sharing the right news and what's really going on. Not just looking into your own interest and, you know, pretty much fuck everybody else, right? Like, I don't care if I'm painting one narrative, but this is the right narrative. Even though there's a whole side of the story that you should listen to, you should know about, I'm not going to tell you that story because it doesn't fit my beliefs, doesn't fit the narrative of this news station or this corporation. So, I've dived into that for the past 5 months. I've heard this. I've heard the CNNs, the Fox News, the CBS News, the ABCs, and all that, all those big companies. And then, you know, I want to give a shout out to this little independent news outlets like the Stephen Crowders, even the Rogans, right? The podcast of the Daily Wire, like the Ben Shapiro's and Andrew Klavan and Matt Walsh and Michael Knowles. And, you know, this little, they're not little, but they don't have a big machine like the big machines. You know, they have, you know, the way that they're funded is by people paying for their services. But, you know, that's the way they keep up, you know, being distributed as a news source. Doesn't mean they're right or wrong. It's just a different, it's two sides of the news, right? And I've always felt like this, you know, my whole life, that if the news should be one way, the news should be the truth of what's going on, and that's it. Doesn't mean that you're biased, doesn't mean that you're lean one way or the other, doesn't mean nothing. I feel like if you're gonna reach out to a bunch of people, millions and millions of people, right? It's 300 and something millions Americans. Well, you should be honest and tell people the truth, not what you want to what you want to share and what you want them to hear. And if they have the complete opposite, well, you're wrong and you're racist and you're all these things, which is not even the case, you know. And then you see this with the elections. You see all these crazy people calling for a list. You know, it's like, oh yeah, anybody who supported Donald Trump, we should put them on the list and not let them forget that they supported Donald Trump. What the fuck are you talking about? 77 million people, you're going to have all those people be in the list because they voted for fucking Donald Trump, the guy that says you're fired. You really? Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't like diving into things because I dive in and I dive in deep. I did it with jiu-jitsu. I did it with MMA. I did it with soccer. I've done it, you know, I've done it with relationships. But then I get over it and I'm done with everything. With every, you know, jiu-jitsu, you know, with MMA. I dive in hard, but then I get to a point where I'm okay, that's enough. That's enough, right? I don't need to go more deeper than I already am, so I'm good to go. I lose interest. I'm like a kid. You know, you play with a toy, you're really into it. After 5 minutes, you're all right, what's next? So that's pretty much how I've been. That could be good in some ways, and that could be bad in a lot of ways. So with this, you know, diving into the politician world, I knew that if I were to dive in, I was going to dive in deep. And I have. For good or for bad, I have. And I don't regret it, but I feel like I should have done it. Because now I have a different point of view. And you do kind of, you don't feel like you should even say anything because people are going to just look you the wrong way. And people don't want you to have a different point of view. They want you to go one way and that's their way because that's their way is the right way or that way or the highway. You know, yeah. Anyways, I feel like I want to just jump in here and do this quick 10, 15 minutes. I'm 13 minutes into it. And just, you know, pretty much dive in a little bit into what has happened in the past 5 months. I'm thinking about, you know, doing more episodes. Obviously, yes. I mean, I still, you know, I'm doing it right now. So I'm probably going to change the name of the podcast. I've grown into a different person, I guess. I don't know. So I'm gonna change the name of the podcast. I feel that it's time. And just continue. I mean, I enjoy doing this kind of thing, so I can get it out of my chest and just, you know, 5, 4, 3, you know, 2 listeners, then I'm grateful for you guys. And yeah. So the next episode I will probably, you know, say what the name of the podcast is. I'm still debating on a couple names because I kind of want to trademark it, so, you know, make it big moves, I guess. So yeah, I'm hoping that by the end of next week I'll jump in here again and give you guys an update of the name and what the fuck I'm gonna do and blah blah blah. But from now on, from now to then, you know, stay safe. Don't do crazy shit. Stay positive. And whatever you guys do, do not jump into fucking politics because you're going to probably blow your brains out. So, yeah. But till then, stay safe. And be nice. I'm out.